We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to Bridge for Peace. I'm Annette Eckhart for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm here today again with Helen Herbst from Dayspring Dunamis Ministries. Welcome, Helen.
Oh, it's so good to be back. Thank you for having me again.
Well, you know, there's so much of your story that we haven't heard. I know we're not going to be able to hear all of it, but those golden nuggets that are really helping people, we're so appreciative of it. And you were sharing with us last time how you were trained by the Lord to be a spiritual warrior.
Yes.
And now we're going to get into more how the Lord led you in your giftedness, how he opened doors for you, and what happened. Share with us a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, this was some journey. Help me, Holy Spirit. My whole life, I was trained in dance. My whole goal from the time I was a little girl was to go to Broadway. I wanted to be a singer, dancer, you know, actress. By age 18, I went to a Broadway show. I was saved by 15. By 18, when I saw this Broadway show, I realized I can't do that. And sitting there in the audience, I was watching the dancers, and I start complaining to the Lord. I said, I can't do that. Why did you have me train all these years, Father? I can't do this. That's all. Dance did not exist in churches in New York at that time. This was 1979. And I heard in my spirit very clearly, you're right. You will not do that. You will dance for me. And that birthed the whole vision of Dayspring Dance Center, where I was determined to teach young children from very young ages 3, all the way through high school, with a new perspective, not to teach to dance or do performing arts to please an audience, but to please their creator, God.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Whole new perspective. It was a way to, because in my healing, I connected to the heart of God through my worship, and I worshiped with the expression I was trained in, which was dance. I'm a worshiper who happens to dance. I'm not a dancer who worships.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So when did Dayspring begin?
Dayspring, in its earliest form, began in 1982. It was a DBA. And it changed forms again over and over as I moved from church to church, from church building, you know, as they could accommodate me. And then finally, my husband, God bless him, he has he's put together 5 dance studios for me.
Wow.
And we finally made a studio in my home, in the basement, but then we had to move again to the main road for 3 years. Then we had to move again. Wow. Is that lease? So we have moved over and over, but the Lord was very faithful. And in the meantime, I was training children in dance, and a lot of doors slammed in my face. A lot of doors. It's because people were just, they were struggling with a religious spirit. This was something new. It was something new for
you
them.
Know, it reminds me when you say how you went from place to place of what we shared last time, where you said, God said to you, keep walking, I'm here.
Yes.
And there you were going from church to church, studio to studio.
Yes.
I think many times today we talk about finding your niche, but the reality for you and really our own story was more or less create a niche. Like it didn't exist, and people didn't understand it. I always say to people, we have had to explain everything we do.
Yes.
Because people don't understand what you do. And I found that now to be a great thing. In the beginning, I guess I would say it was a little frustrating.
Yes.
You know, we all want to be understood.
Right.
But now I see how it's an opportunity when we share what we do and why we do it, to really bless people and to open up the thinking.
Yes.
You know, and have that God conversation.
Yes.
You know? So I know that that's part of your life, always more or less explaining what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how you say that you worship through dance. You don't dance to worship, but Amen. You worship through dance.
Yes.
And I think that's something everyone can take on board.
Yeah. You know, it was such a journey. It was frustrating in the beginning years, but as time went on, I realized this is a training ground. I am learning how to love people, how to be patient, how to work with the body of Christ and not push my own agenda on Beautiful. Any church leader. That is not my position.
Thank No. you so much for sharing that. You know, my husband and I were just talking about that last night, that the reality is, you know, ministering to people, people have difficult times, just like what you're saying.
Yeah.
And people get discouraged and Yeah. they get downhearted. And you know, Helen, that many times people feel betrayed.
Mm.
You know, they feel their trust has been betrayed and they feel devalued.
Yeah.
And we're actually have a couple of pastors that are in that position right Mm. now. And just to encourage them to know, and once again, it's difficult. You have to be very sensitive because we don't want anyone to imagine that. We don't understand Mm-hmm. the suffering that Mm-hmm. they're going through. But we see the gold that God's bringing out.
Yeah.
And it's like when God has a big vision for you, he has to strengthen you so that vision won't crush you in the future.
Amen.
To get your attitudes right, you know, so that you have a resilience
Yeah.
because of the faith. So it's amazing you're sharing that today. We were just discussing that last night. So anyone who's listening today, things are difficult. Things can even be crushing. You know, you can feel a deep rejection. You can feel that nobody understands you, but God understands you.
Yes.
God has a vision for you. God will never betray you. He'll always stick with you. And he's working it out so that Yes. when it gets bigger, you know, as he's spoken over Bridge and we've seen all these nations open who we could never have imagined, as it gets bigger and that you're able to handle the responsibilities. You know, there's someone who says, you know, bigger problems, bigger devils,
yes,
or, you
yes.
know, large, whatever that is. You know, he takes us step by step. I'm still with your step by step.
Thank God for step by step, Lord.
Yeah, right. So if you've been discouraged or you're thinking, wow, doors are closing in my face. And then sometimes, you know, you can even wonder, did God really say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question from the Garden of Eden to yeah. Adam and Eve, did God really say that? Because we judge by the natural, you know, what's happening, which is another point that your story illustrates. A lot of times people will say, well, if you have peace and all the doors open, it's God.
Right.
Well, that could be true.
Could be.
But there's another side to that,
yes.
you know, that we need to learn, as you were sharing with us last
yes.
time, to be overcomers.
Yes.
To hold on to the vision, as mm-hmm. Habakkuk says, hold on to the vision. And that's what you've done
yeah.
and created something new. So in the beginning, that was a total new concept. People didn't understand. What's happening now? Is there more understanding for what you're doing?
Yes. Understanding grew year by year, step by step.
Amen.
And the name Dunamis, the miraculous power to see miracles, you can't have that unless you understand his authority. And it's authority first, and that comes through relationship. I have to be able to bend and even change direction with God's direction,
Amen.
With his instruction. So as the years went on, I learned to do that better. And mm-hmm. I'm still learning to bend with his ways mm-hmm. and to follow after him.
Yes.
But that went from a dance ministry, a school, and then I closed that down. And it was a new season, and that's Dayspring Dunamis Ministries. Our vision is to, well, we have a real heart for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever our feet are planted, you know, yes. they're planted here right now in New York. Mm-hmm. And we like to go out to open air parks mm-hmm. and dance over the land.
Amen.
And pray over the land. One of our favorite places is Montauk. And we've gone to Montauk with shofars, flags, and dances. And we just show up, put on our music. We have some prepared prophetic dances. Sometimes we don't do prepared dances. But we've blown the shofars over the waters. And we've called for the glory of God to roll in like a tidal wave. Mm-hmm. And we can see it in our mind's eye that the glory of God is going to sweep across the nation. But the flags, this is something new for me. I always said I'm a dancer, not a flagger.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get into the flags next interview, Helen, yes. because I know that's a big story.
Oh, yeah.
I just want two things for those that are listening. Number one, that discouragement of having doors close in your face. Number two, developing perseverance.
Yes.
As a result of it. Mm-hmm. If it's a big vision, my friends, you're going to face big obstacles because God needs to develop our character.
Amen.
So be encouraged. And I'm going to ask you, Helen, to pray for anyone who's listening who says, oh my goodness, doors are closing all the time. Number one. Number two, and we have the same principle in Bridge for Peace, be ready to change directions at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's closing that door because he's refining the vision. You know, God never told us we were going to the nations when we birthed, you know, he birthed Bridge for Peace through us. It was to us a local ministry because he couldn't impart that vision to us at the time. So there's going to be changes in the vision. It's going to evolve as he reveals it. So we have to walk in the power of a revelation. We're not going to get the whole plan in the beginning. So I want to really encourage you, those two things. Maybe doors are closing in your face. Don't be discouraged by that. If you know God has spoken to you, if you've been writing down his words, if you've been discerning with your prayer partners and this is your direction, just keep moving. Number two, don't say, just even where we're sitting now, at one point, our neighbor bought a little piece of the land and we were like, oh no, we can't sell him that land. That's God's land. And he said, don't get religious on me. I own all the land. Sell it and strengthen yourself from the sale. So don't let your vision divert from what God's vision is for you. Just keep checking back with him. Is this the way, Lord? Is this the way? So two things. Number one, don't worry if the doors close. Number two, allow him to tweak it up because it's probably a lot bigger than what you see right now. Helen, would you pray in for those that are listening, the encouragement and that perseverance and that joy that you have in the Lord?
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Psalm 23. I love that psalm, and it really has sustained me. Just know this, that the Lord is your shepherd. He's going to give you all you need. And at this time, if what you need is a closed door to build your faith muscle, let it be. And Father God, I just pray even now that a spirit of peace, a spirit of rest, just floods the soul of everyone right now who is listening, who might be struggling against feeling misunderstood. Lord, I just pray that your breath of peace and rest, teach them to rest beside the still waters at this time to restore their souls, and that they would just keep looking for you to lead them into your righteous paths for your name's sake, Father. Thank you for every twist and turn in their lives. And we trust you, Lord, that what you have started, you will complete in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Helen, for all that wisdom. I'm Annette Eckhart with you for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.